5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus!
Hey guys, and welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am one of your hosts, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my lovely wife, Crystal Ricks. Hi, honey.
Hi.
So, but enough about us. You know about us. We have our kids, ages 2, 4, 6, 8, and two boys, two girls. But enough about us. We have a special, awesome episode tonight. We have a special guest with us. We have Art Eddy with us. He is the man from the Life of Dad podcast, Life of Dad After Show podcast. He is from Nerds, Geeks, and Dads podcast. He does a little bit of everything. Art, how's it going, buddy?
I am doing really well. Thank you very much for having me on your show, guys. Love your site, love your podcast, and wow, four kids, and I thought two were a handful. Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, we just kept on going, and then we're like, we got to this point, we're like, maybe we should stop. I don't
know. What's causing this?
Yeah,
Our 8-year-old always is asking us, why can't you just have one more? And we're like, seriously, dude.
We're just not going to do it.
Be quiet.
Well, it was kind of funny because at Christmas time, we're like, okay, guys, tell us your Christmas list. And he's like, okay, we're doing, you know, I want this and this. And our 8-year-old's going off. And then right in the middle of his Christmas list, he's like, a new baby. And he just like kept going on with his list. Like it was totally casual, nothing to it. And we're like, whoa, 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 wait.
Whoa, back up.
I'm like, that's not really your choice, but you know, but that's great. And he's, and we're like, why do you want a new baby? He's like, cause I just want someone to play with. And we're like, oh, okay. Well, let's think of this. By the time the baby's old enough to actually do things with, you'll be a teenager that doesn't want to do anything with anybody. So we're like, nah, I don't think that'll work out. So that was fun. So
he's probably going like the very subliminal route. You know, it's like Transformer, yeah. Star Wars character, new sibling, you know, DVD that I love or something like that. So yeah, you gotta give him credit for that. You know, it's kind of slap.
So yeah, definitely he is our clever sly kid for sure. So Art, why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself and your family situation?
Yeah, very cool. Thanks for asking. So I'm a dad of two awesome daughters and a very beautiful wife, Jessica. And yeah, we just recently moved from New Jersey to North Carolina, so we're kind of adapting to that. It's been great. My daughters and I work for Life of Dad and I'm able to work from home, which is great. So I'll be able to drive the kids to school, pick them up, and, definitely have some adventures with them. And, we're into Star Wars comic books. We just started getting to that whole like DC Supergirls thing. So,
oh yeah, that I am excited to introduce our girls to that for sure.
Yeah. And, it's been a blast. And I actually, interviewed the author of the book, Lisa Yee. You can check that out at Life of Dad. And, she really knows her stuff. And as a comic geek, I was really impressed with the book. And my oldest, who's 8, she just, you know, we were trying to read a chapter a night before they go to bed. She kind of hijacked the book and started reading the book like by herself. And I'm like, hey, I'm not going to be that parent that says stop reading, you know? So
I know, right? How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you not play with an iPad or video games and you actually want to read? How dare you? No. So it's been really cool being a dad ever since, you know, obviously my daughter Lily was born about 8 years ago. So it's crazy. You know, the whole cliche is like, a child or a baby changes everything. It's so true. So true. So
it is so true. Like I can't even imagine the lifestyle we had before our kids and the way we live now. And not that one was better than the other necessarily, but well, actually being a dad's pretty cool. I like that before being, you know, not a dad, but like, yeah, your life just changes and it's kind of amazing to see, because we have friends that don't have kids and just to see their perspectives on life and the things that they do. And we're like, that's going to change when you have kids.
Yep.
And I was just telling, I have a friend who has just newborns. Well, a two-year-old and a newborn. And I was telling her, you know, this stage is hard because you don't sleep. You don't get to do anything. And I was like, but it just keeps staying hard. It's different hard, yeah, but it's still really hard.
Yeah. you're going to still be tired, just in different ways.
Yes,
you know?
Very true. Yeah, no doubt.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. So let's go to our first segment of the show.
It's time for the Stories of the Week.
All right, this is the Stories of the Week, where we talk about our fun family parenting life and all the wonderful stories that comes with that. And so Art, since you are our guest, why don't you tell us a story of the week in your parenting life?
Story of the week. A lot of cool things that, you know, happened with my, like I said, with my kid. My wife was traveling for business, so it was just me and my daughters. And, you know, there's certain mothers, you try and give them, you instill morals in them and, you know, values. You're like, hey, you know, share and do all this other stuff. And this weekend, my daughters and I went to one of the toy stores to pick up one of the gifts. My daughter got a gift card for her birthday recently. And so she had like a $25 gift card, and she said to my youngest, she's like, hey, Jordan, why don't you pick out something too? Like, you know, I'll get something, you get something, and it'll be on my card. And I was just like, what just happened there? You know, it was a really cool parenting moment. So I was like, all right, the actual things that my wife and I are telling our kids about, like how to be nice and all that, actually worked in. And I was just like, all right, I kind of pat myself on the back. I'm like, all right, things are going good right now. So that was, I definitely wouldn't want to hear that.
That is awesome.
She didn't turn around and say, can I borrow $50?
No, and it's funny, too. Like, maybe, you know, this is good signs of, you know, saving their money or whatever. But there was a couple of toys that they wanted, but they went with a toy, like a Disney Infinity characters or whatever. It was like, buy one, get one half off. So it was, it used up the gift card and didn't have to have any extra money. So I was like, nice job, Lil. Nice job. You actually, you know.
Good shopper.
Bargain shopper as well as treating her siblings well. So that's
you're teaching her really.
That's
good
right.
Stuff.
You're doing it right, Art. You're doing it right.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome. That's a good story. My story of the week is this Thursday we got a trampoline.
Okay.
So and I went through the process. I got home from work and it was delivered from Amazon, so it was just sitting there on our doorstep. And I got home from work and. And it, you know, it's still springtime, so it gets dark pretty quick, and all the kids are like, set it up so we could jump. I'm like, well, you know, that's awesome, and I just want to let you know that here's the first rule. Rule number one, don't touch anything. Rule number two, don't help me unless I ask you to help me. And then I was like, and then rule number three is, you may be in bed before I'm even done with this. And so they're like, oh, okay, fine. You know, they took it pretty good knowing that they were still going to get a trampoline. But so I got home from work, started working on it right away. But then we stopped for dinner, and then I continued working on it. I put that thing together all by myself with net, you know, big enclosure net and all. And it's a glorious thing.
I don't
now.
Even know how you did that, because we don't have any lights in the backyard.
When I ever had to look at a small hole or something for a screw, I had to hold up my phone light, and I was just like, let's just get it in there, right? And it worked out perfectly. But, it's been a wonderful thing already, because that's all our kids want to do now. They want to be outside playing on the trampoline. And, you know, we live in New Mexico, where, you know, it's already starting getting 80 degrees. And so it's short weather all the way, so it's a perfect time to jump on a trampoline. Nice. Crystal and I were just like, what can we do to get our kids outside more, you know, especially with summer coming? And we're like, let's just buy a trampoline. Let's just do it. And so, you know, we had our tax return bag, and we're like, we'll just take a piece of that and buy a trampoline. And
our conversation kind of went like this, because we've been talking about going on a cruise.
Okay.
And it was like, should we get a cruise or trampoline? And we're like, why are we even having this conversation? But trampoline won out.
Trampoline eventually won out. So.
Not that it was a cruise price, but we were saving our money.
That's right. So, but it's awesome. And now we're just waiting for that time when they start inviting their friends over, like, come jump on the trampoline. And then we're like, okay, let's get our lawyer to fill out paperwork that, you know, give this, you know, big, huge paper to the kid and be like, go home, have mommy and daddy sign this, and then you can come back and jump on the trampoline.
You might get maimed or you could die.
You could die.
Sign your life.
But don't sue me if that happens.
Where you guys are, do they have like those different like party venues where it's like, you know, bounce houses and jump-a-thons or whatever they call them? Do you guys have like those facilities there where like they have like massive birthday parties?
Yeah, we do have similar things like that. But there's a big city that we drive to go to those things. Yeah, that's pretty close that we go to. So,
arts.
Yeah, not in this
have
town.
Them, take a bunch of those cards and have the kids fill that out. You know, like, hey, have your, you know, have parents sign that. There you go. And then you guys are like, I'm good.
That's right. I'm good. That's good. I actually have a pre-made form already because I happen to teach a martial arts class.
Okay, nice.
And it was back in, you know, a couple of years ago. I'm not currently doing that, but I still have the paperwork that says, you know, if your child's injured, you know, something like this, or even death, you can't sue me. And so I could just switch some of the words in there instead of, say, martial arts class, say, jumping on my trampoline, you know, and it might work out just fine. So.
Yeah. Well, my stories all relate to the trampoline, too, because I realized, like, now my kids don't have to follow me around while I'm getting ready for the day, because I was getting ready and I was like, go jump. Jump
go,
on the trampoline.
Go away.
And so I send the two littles outside, the 4 and the 2-year-old. And all of a sudden, I hear the 4-year-old's back inside. And I come out and I'm like, where's Jackson? And so I go outside and I'm like, Jackson? And then, of course, I do that worst case scenario, like, he's a kidnapper. I'm like, where are you, Jackson? And I'm screaming his name and I go back inside. And I'm like, Jackson, where are you? And all of a sudden, I hear this noise and I look over and he's hunched under our end table by the couch, and he's got a cookie like halfway shoved in his mouth. I was like, you turned! Reminded me of like Kung Fu Panda. Like, Nori walks into the kitchen and he's like, don't tell monkey!
Don't tell monkey.
So I was like, busted!
He does that all the time. Like, he'll come and and he always asks us first. Like, he'll bring a bag of crackers or a fruit snack or something. Be like, can I have this? And we're, you know, in his little 2-year-old talk, and we're like, no, you can't have that right now. And then he just sits there, and if you watch him, like, he thinks about it, and he's like, okay. And he goes off, and then somewhere we're like, it's just too quiet. We're like, where's Jackson? And I find him, and not only does he go somewhere, but he makes sure to shut the door and then go into a corner somewhere. And he's just like, he's like Gollum with the ring. He's like, oh, my precious. And, you know, and we just find him all the time. Just when Valentine's Day was here, and we would always find him like, where's Jackson? He'd be like stealing everybody's candy, just like eating it. And we're like, and they're like, oh, well, he doesn't eat regular food, but if you give him candy, I guess that's what sustains him.
Yeah, he found my candy stash in my nightstand, and I walked in and saw him across the room holding a Hershey Kiss, and I was like, uh-uh, and I start walking, and he just starts going, like, unraveling the chocolate and trying to shove in his mouth before I got over there. I was like, come on, man. He's got it down.
That's awesome.
Jackson loves the Hershey Kisses.
That's exactly. Perfect. I love it. You had another story too that you
my
wanted
other
to
tramp share. Story.
Tramp
is...
story or trampoline story?
Tramp. Well, not this kind of show.
Not that kind of show. This is a family friendly show, people.
I don't know what I was doing. I was doing something. And the 4-year-old is jumping on a trampoline. And all of a sudden, I hear her screaming, Mom! And she's, like, pounding on the back door because she can't quite get it open. And so I run over and I'm like, what? What is it? And she goes, watch this. And she gets on the trampoline and sits right in the middle and rolls this ball and it rolls back to her. And she's like, every time I throw the ball, she throws it back to me. I was like,
whoa, creepy.
It was so freaky. I was like, okay.
Oh, we live in our own little horror movie. That's awesome.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So we have special children that see dead people.
That see dead people, apparently. Or something.
We have the robber and the
that's right.
The psychic.
We have the golem thief and the paranormal psychiatrist or something.
You're like one of those Wayans movies, you know, like how they always make fun of all the different horror movies. That's
right.
What you guys should do.
It just makes it all into one. Yeah. That's why we are a circus. That's what this show is all about. Letting you people know out there that you're not alone. We understand.
Clown Car, also known as a Wayans film.
That's a Wayans film. That's right. We should market that. Let's start writing it right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So yeah. So stories of the week. Lots of fun. We had good moral stories from Art, and then we had bad trampoline stories from the Ricks. So,
yeah, well, way to be a good dad.
Yeah, way to one up us, man. So, we sent Art some ideas on what we wanted to talk about today. How did we initially come across this story? Did we have
someone sent it to us?
We had a listener send us a different article. The topic today that we're going to talk about is finding balance between spending time with your kids and spending time with your spouse. And we read opposing articles about this. We've read an article about, you know, I put my husband first and my marriage first. And then we read an article that I always put my children first over my husband and marriage. And it was interesting because right away, Crystal made a really good point. It's like, maybe the wording is wrong in that in itself, where it's not I'm choosing my spouse over my children. It's, you know, it's just, yeah, you had to find a healthy balance to it. So go, you had the thought.
You're
you go
slaughtering my thought.
I know. Don't I always, Thross? You know, you tell me to be in your brain, but I can't be. I'm sorry. So,
well, first, I want to know what Art thought of it.
Yeah, Art, what was your initial impression?
You know, it's I really, you know, I appreciate you guys sending the topic over because it is kind of a real, you know, when you look at the topics and you look at like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this person is putting their children first over their husband or vice versa. But I think nowadays, and you guys know too, everything is just like for like a page grabber or like clickbait or something along those lines. And I think when I read these stories and when you sent them to me and I kind of saw the hyperlinks, I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, I wonder what everyone's take is. I read it, but then I scrolled all the way down to see if there's any comment section and I couldn't find any because I wanted to see what everybody else takes on. Because,
yeah,
you know, exactly. People are going to be like 100%. You're right. You know, or
oh, yeah.
How can you do that? I think now more than ever, like we live in a 24, not a 24 hour, but a 24 second, you know, idea of a world where it's like, I can't believe this person said something else. And then like, okay, Donald Trump said this. Let's all look at that. And then there's a controversy in sports. And I mean, everyone's just like, you know, like a squirrel looking for nuts. And like, we don't have like a complete like
squirrel
train of thought. But I think the biggest thing for these two, you know, these two ladies that wrote these articles and they were different viewpoints, is I think everything is in moderation. And you also need to, there's always going to be times, and one of the women said it, I forgot who it was, maybe it was Stephanie that wrote the article, that both, you know, the husband and wife knew that once the newborn, it's strictly them, like 24/7, the focus is on them. And I think one of the things that you guys probably got, the same advice I got with my wife was like, when you have a kid, you know, have some you time, whatever, when the kid goes down to bed, maybe share a glass of wine or whatever and do that. And you sound like, yeah, that's easy. But then once you get into the whole having a kid, and like you're scared, that just goes out the window. It's like, all right, you sleep, you know, and I'll stay awake. And then all of a sudden, like, you're not hanging out anymore. But like you said to your friend who has, you know, a newborn and a two-year-old, things get better, but they're also kind of scary in a different way. Things are going to just rotate. And I think when you get into marriage and you marry someone, you're like, all right, you marry this person for different, like, X, Y, and Z. And they marry you back, obviously. They say yes or whatever for, you know, A, B, and C. There's going to be a point where, you know, you're going to be helping out your spouse and then they're going to be helping out you in different ways. I think sometimes people just go on the deep end like, yeah, forget my husband. I'm taking care of my kids. Or on the other spectrum, it's like, yeah, my kids are right. But, you know, I love my husband. So that's what I'm doing. So it's just like, chill, ladies, and just find it like a happy medium.
Yeah, no, right. And that's definitely something Crystal and I talked about was that, yeah, it's not I choose my child over you. There's certain circumstances where the focus will be on the children. Like, you know, I'm focusing on the kids right now because they need to do their homework or they need my help with something else. But we've had previous podcast episodes where we talked about the importance of, yeah, that me time or the couple time. And I think sometimes people forget that and just the craziness that it is to have kids. And I think it's important to find that time. And Crystal and I, we try to do the best we can and to go on as many dates as we can with just the two of us. And whether that's, you know, giving the kids to the grandparents, let them watch them, or hire a babysitter or something like that.
I think our thing is we always fall into that rut where, like, 25 episodes later of a TV show, you look over at your spouse and you're like, who are you?
I don't even know you.
Like, I think I'm more invested in their story than I am in you. That's my problem. Because I think by the end of the day, like a lot of, like the one mom was saying, by the end of the day, I don't want to cook for you. Like,
yeah.
I just spent the whole day with the kids.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of, that rut is so easy to fall into. Like, yes, I'm so tired. I don't even want to talk to you. Let's just watch TV and call that our marriage. But I think that's kind of where it is we do have to take time to strengthen ourselves too.
It takes an effort to do it where, you know, like Crystal said, or you could just, oh, let's sit down and watch TV, and which is okay. You know, we all have our favorite stories that we watch.
Yep.
But it's also important that, you know, every once in a while you go out to dinner, or maybe, you know, instead of watching a TV show, you go watch a movie, or be creative in your date life or something like that. And mix it up.
I just had someone write me and say, can you guys give us some ideas for some at home dates? Cause I'm just out of ideas. I feel like everyone's just in that. Let's just throw on some PJs.
Get on our comfies and, you know, watch Netflix.
That's right.
I think, you know, you guys bring up a point where it's like you just watch TV and that you kind of zone out. There are certain times where my wife will be like, hey, you know, let's just turn off the TV and let's just talk for a little while. And you're like, oh, and it's not a, what's this talk about? But like most of it's just like, you know, talk about your day.
What did I do?
Yeah, right. Talking about your day, this or that. But I think with one of your, you know, listeners that, you know, wrote into you, I think that if you show your kids too, like, you know, that you're treating your spouse special, that's a great way of, because we all know that kids actually follow you by your actions and not your words. And I think sometimes, especially with our kids and your kids' age and my kids' age, where you're not really talking about relationships, like, you know, like a husband and wife or a whatever, you know, the case may be, whatever you're into at that point, because you're just talking about friendships and relationships and like trying to be nice to your friends and all that stuff. But if they see you maybe going the extra distance, or like if they see me like buying flowers for just because for my wife, like, well, what are you doing? Buying flowers for mom because it's just because. Or like if my wife.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Hey. And I buy flowers. I just bought you a bunch of flowers yesterday. Yes, you planted them, but I bought them for you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But
no.
Good stuff there.
But I think if your kids will see you, what you're doing, like my wife will maybe pick up like I'm a big into comic geek. I'm a comic book geek, and like my wife will pick me up like a, I don't know, a Reverse Flash t-shirt or something like that or whatever. And it's like,
yeah,
thanks. You know, thanks for that. But for me, like, I think if you show your kids that you actually can, you know, cater to them, but also cater to your spouse, I think that that'll go a long way. And for your listener, have a romantic date. It doesn't have to be for Valentine's Day. You guys can, you know, switch up the roles. Like maybe one person takes care of the kids, you know, the shower and baths and all that stuff. And then the other person makes the food, you know, to feed the kids early and then, you know, make a nice dinner. And for me and my wife, sometimes I'll cook her a lobster or she'll cook me a steak, whatever. We'll have some champagne and that's just a night in. And it's just, you know, we don't have the TV going. We might have like some, you know, Pandora playing in the background or something like that. And we're just talking and chilling. And then it's like, all of a sudden, the only bad part is like, wow, it's midnight. Okay, our kids are going to wake us up at 5 in the morning because it's Saturday. Like, we got to go to bed. But just, you know, just treat it like almost like you're going out on a date, but you're staying in, if that makes any sense.
No, it's great. One of the things that Crystal actually did for me recently and was a Valentine gift, but she had done this gift for a family member as well, but it's 12 sealed envelopes that are home dates for one a month. And, you know, and it, like we did one yesterday,
yep.
Friday.
Whenever.
Friday or Saturday. One of those days. But
it was really memorable.
Yeah, it was. I'm telling about it right now. So, yeah, you know, we opened it up and it said, go to, because we have a very big board game collection. But we have a section that's just like kid games for, you know, that the kids like to play. And the note said in the envelopes, like, pick three kid games to play with your spouse, and the winner of the, you know, of most of the games wins a back rub from the other spouse.
Nice.
And so I'm happy to say that I won, so I got a back rub out of it. But it was something fun. I mean, we played Battleship, and we haven't played Battleship in a long time, and we're like, wow, this is actually really fun. And then, like, Connect Four, and then we played Old Maid.
Old Vulture.
Oh, but Spider-Man version, so nice. It's Old Vulture.
Nice.
So, and it was just, it was simple things like that. I think people, when it comes, like you said, when it comes to dating, like, some make it simple. You don't need to have this big extravagant thing, you know, cook each other dinner and then just talk or play board games and have a good time. And you know,
or if you're lazier, we do takeout, not cook each other dinner.
Yeah. Cook each other stuff?
That's what Chili's is for.
I like Chili's. You get 2 for $20, you know, deal, you know. But
I think the thing that I don't get is you can't have an intimate relationship with your kids. So, to me, it's like there is no comparison.
Well,
because
kinda,
one is a, I just intimate and more.
Well, it's kind of like the whole, like, I love my children, but I'm not in love with my children.
Yeah.
And I'm in love with my spouse. And so you have that different, you have a different relationship with your spouse.
Yeah, they're two distinct things that you have to nurture.
But I love my children unconditionally. I mean, you know, I would do anything for my kids, but I'd also do anything for my spouse. And so you just...
The one thing that killed me was the one article where the lady said that she would lie for her kids and
cry for her kids. Lie, die.
Die for her kids, but I wouldn't do that for my husband.
She said she wouldn't do that for her husband. She's like, I wouldn't cry for my husband or lie or die for him.
Is he reading this?
Yes, exactly.
Poor guy.
All right, thanks, honey.
His manhood. His manhood just shrunk a little bit.
Yeah, right?
That's horrible.
So,
To me, it's like, yeah, if you're reading that, then you're just like, and that, you know, you're questioning, like, all right, why did I get in this relationship? What happened? You know, just having kids. I mean, yeah, like I said before, kids change everything, but you got to have that, you know, one-on-one time with your spouse. And that's a really cool thing about the kid board games, because we have a ton of them as well. So maybe I have to break out the Frozen Monopoly once the kids go to bed and play with my wife.
That sounds like – well, and you also have lots of, like, kid toys that you play with. You do reviews for that on YouTube too.
Yeah.
Plus, you can turn it into Sexy Monopoly.
Sexy Monopoly. That's right. Instead of paying money – to pay me when you land on Boardwalk, you have to pay me in clothing. So spice up the board games a little bit.
Look at you guys go. Nice.
That's right. You know, we think about all sorts of things, you know.
We don't do them, but we talk about them.
Well, we wouldn't talk about them on this show. It's family friendly, remember?
Right. That's why we're not.
That's right. That's. But yeah, so. Eventually, the big takeaway that we can all agree on is just finding a healthy balance. You need to show – sometimes you need to show that unconditional attention to your child, especially when they're like, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. I'm like, what? What do you want? Like, I just wanted to show you this. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, let's look at it. And or, you know, with my wife is like, you know, Barry, 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 what? I'm just joking. She's not like that. But no, you have to find time. And a lot of people are just like, I just don't have enough time. Well, maybe don't watch that extra episode of The Office or whatever you're watching. That was the first show that came to my head. That's kind of weird.
I thought you'd say Fuller House.
Fuller House. That's what we've been watching.
We just finished it.
we just binge watched that. That, like, took us back to the good old days.
Nice.
But, yeah, so instead of doing that, you know, turn that last episode off and talk or play a board game or something like that. We try to mix it up every once in a while. And I do another podcast where I actually do board game and video game reviews.
Oh, nice.
And so I have people sending me stuff, and we're like, okay, tonight we are going to play board games because I have to review this. So it's kind of how it works out sometimes. But it's been lots of fun. I think we've played more board games in this last year of our marriage than ever.
Yeah.
But it's been awesome. So just finding those things.
So did anything stand out to you that you thought was just totally off the wall or
totally ludicrous?
All of it? No. you know, there are some good points in each article, but I just feel like, again,
yeah,
someone just goes to extremes and it's like, it's all or nothing, all or nothing. And it's like, you got to think about this person's, you know, background and experience of what they saw in their parents. Did they come from a single family home or whatever, where it's like, all right, you know, they just saw this person raise them and it was just one. So it's like, why do I need this other person, you know, in my life or whatever? So I just, you know, you take it for what it is. Like I said, I was just really interested to see, like, where are the comments? Because I'm guessing there was probably, like,
yeah,
a lot of racy comments or just, you know, a lot of hatred towards these women.
Right.
And I wasn't really looking for that. I just wanted to see everybody else's take because, I think you're going way too much to the extremes on each side. And it's like, just find that happy middle. And it's tough, I know, because for me, like, I am very regimented. Like, my friends in high school used to call me the robot because I was, like, you know, everything was like done at a certain time and all this other stuff. But then you got to break away from that. You got to get away from what your routine is. And it stinks. Like, just like when you go to a gym and it's like they say, like, if you do it for like 2 weeks straight, you'll be fine because you're making a habit. And you go into that. You just got to break, you know, what you're comfortable from. And if you're.
That is the wrong analogy.
What's
for
a
this.
Gym? What's a gym?
Can you something a little more understandable?
It'll take you a couple weeks to get used to this new dessert that you're eating. How about
yes.
that? Let's go with that one instead.
Or a new board game that you're playing.
New board game. There we go. It'll take a couple weeks to get used to it.
Right.
So, that's awesome.
Let me quickly ask you, like, what's a good board game? Because, like, we've got a couple that we haven't maybe, like, I don't know, last year or something like that. But what's a good board game?
I already know.
Let him finish. For a couple?
Both. I'll do both.
Okay. Awesome board game, and your kids would love it. King of Tokyo.
Okay.
And what that is you are rampaging monsters that are, you know, you try to destroy Tokyo, but you're also trying to destroy the other monsters. And it's a very simple game. You use six dice, five dice. Kind of like in Yahtzee, where you're rolling for certain shapes or certain numbers, and each of them represents something, whether you're attacking or you're trying to get victory points. That's the ultimate goal. And then, you know, there's a couple little extra things that are part of the game, but it's super fun. I mean, our 8 and 6-year-old love it, and our 4-year-old gets into it too because she likes the figurines. She likes
everyone else gets to be on mommy's team.
That's right. The 2-year-old. Yeah, the 2-year-old's like, I'm on mommy's team, and you know, gets to roll the dice. That's a family game that would be fun for
everybody. We play it
everybody.
All the time.
Yeah.
Because our kids want to play it.
It's awesome. Okay. A couples game. What's something recently that we've played a lot of?
I don't know. We played vaults and
Push It.
Push It. That's a fun one.
It's kind of funny because this game is so simple that it's ridiculous, but it was a Kickstarter. And
you flick something.
It's a little round disc, and you have a little round disc in the middle, and you each have two little round discs, and you just flick the round disc to get the closest to the one in the middle. And
you play till 7 points,
you
and
play
that's it.
To whoever gets the most points, and that's it. It's very simple, and that's super fun for everyone. It was created to, like, take to... Because the people that created it they go to pubs a lot, and so they wanted like a pub game. So they created that. That's a lot of fun.
That pretty much sums up our Christmas.
Yeah.
Is Push It.
We played Push It a lot
flicking
during Christmas.
Stuff the whole time.
Another good game to play with, like, just you and your spouse. We really enjoy Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Harbor by Tasty Minstrel Games is a worker placement game. Where you're a harbor master trying to gain more resources and sell your resources to get, once again, victory points to win. And we have a lot of fun playing that mm-hmm. one. And, nice. Oh, and there's so many.
I was laughing, though, back to what you're saying about how we live in a 24-second world or whatever. Because the other day I was like, I should read about the presidential campaigns like? I want to read up on that. So, and it was on my Facebook trending, so of course I'm going to be educated.
What did Trump say this year, right?
And so I'm reading this article about the presidential stuff, and then I look over and I'm like, ooh, Zootopia trailer. And then I totally was like, forget you, president, I care more about my movie.
I'm going to watch this Zootopia trailer because it has 99% Rotten Tomatoes.
And then like an hour later, I've watched every movie trailer and I just don't care anymore.
Like, didn't we just talk about ADD on our last episode or something like that?
But that can tie in too, back to our discussion, is that we live in a society where it's all about instant gratification. Like, what can this be good for me? How does this benefit me?
Well, and instant information, too, where we live in a world now where everyone is a parenting expert. And everyone can put their opinion all over the internet. And so when people are, like, generally looking for good information, they find all the junk information first to try to weed their way. And that's why at the beginning of our podcast, every podcast, we're like, we're not professionals. We just have experiences because we have four kids and we want to share those with you. And we have opinions, and, you know, at the end of the show, we'll say, it's like, you know, find what works for you. You know, our way is not the only way.
Okay. But what I was going to say,
oh, sorry.
is with the instant gratification society that we live in, is that we have everything at our fingertips, except our marriage is something that you have to work at all the time. And sometimes you get that instant gratification, but a lot of the time it's like, man, I'm glad no one can see these faces. But I think a lot of times is we are so used to getting it now that it's not an easy thing to work toward something that we want.
Well, and the attitude towards marriage, I mean, and this is a whole nother topic, and you could do a whole other episode about this, is that we live in a society nowadays where marriage is like, oh, well, okay, get married, and if it doesn't work out, we'll get divorced in, a couple years or something like that. It's not about, oh, it's not working out, so let's work it out. Let's work hard together, to make this work. It's, oh, this isn't working out, so I'm just going to bail. See you later.
Right, and one of the articles talked about how marriages can be disposable, but your children are, like, bound to you forever. And I was like, that's the worst way to look at it ever.
Your children eventually leave. They leave the nest.
Yep.
And
a lot of baggage.
Well, and it's just like, and that's another thing, is, like, why you need to spend that time with your spouse. I mean, eventually your kids are going to leave. And then if you don't spend time with your spouse or do anything with them, they're going to be a complete stranger to you when you're empty nesters again. You'll be like, who is this person? I really don't know you. All I know you is the woman that drove my kids around to their soccer practice. So there's that way to look at it too. You know, work at it now, because when your kids leave, it should be a celebration. Be like, yeah, it's us time again.
Now we can watch Netflix all day.
That's right. So, yeah. So it's find a balance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Balance, people. Balance.
Yes. Totally agree.
So, Art, thanks for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you are a busy man, and it looks like you have a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
You can't see the picture, folks, but he has a lot of shoe boxes behind him. I know he's has a passion for basketball shoes. So
are those really shoes?
It's sad. Uh-huh. Yep. I've been collecting sneakers since 1999.
Awesome.
That is the most bizarre hobby I've ever heard of. And I say that with kindness.
With love. Yeah, right? With love.
And I'm talking about finding sneakers. A balance, right? And I have a huge thing of sneakers. There we go. That's just all my credibility just gets thrown out the window.
That's out the window. No, but thanks for coming on the show. It's been lots of fun, and it was a great first experience for the Clown Car. You are our very first guest that we've ever had on the show.
Woo!
And this is something that we want to continue on, and tell your friends.
Will do, definitely.
So tell people, of course, where they can find more information about you and Life of Dad.
Cool, thanks. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, first of all. Thank you, guys. You guys are great. Obviously a good couple, and sounds like you guys have some great kids and have fun this year on the trampoline.
Of course.
But yeah, I wish you guys definitely a lot of success for this year on your podcast. You can find us over at Life of Dad. You can find us, just go to lifeofdad.com and you can like find all the social media there. My personal social media is Dad at Work NJ. And yeah, just check things out, and I appreciate the time.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on all of our social media. And, of course, email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate. And review.
Review.
Our show on iTunes. And until next time,
enjoy your circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.